every age through every stage, Access Community Health Network is your family's medical home. With 35 Chicagoland locations and a wide range of insurance plans accepted, keeping your family healthy is easy. Visit ACHN.net or call 866-267-2353 to schedule an appointment today.
Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Waddle and Sylvie, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
We're going to do a reporters roundtable here for the Bears here in just a second. Just to recap, too, Kyle Hendricks was put on the IL. Waddle's calling it a hemorrhaging ERA.
Yes.
The Cubs are calling it a back injury. Jesse also texted saying that he asked counsel straight up whether this being the last of Kyle here with the Cubs. And counsel adamantly answered no, no, no. So they expect Kyle to be back.
It's a little time off.
And hopefully get right. But for now, he is on the IL. And Wisniewski is back up.
Which medical whatever statement would you find
yours.
More accurate?
Okay. Yours. Yeah. I go to you for all doctor's advice anyway.
Thank you.
Yes.
If you have any issues, you just call me.
So here's what we got. We've done this before in the past where we've made predictions. I believe the first one we ever did when we went to the reporters roundtable, when we went to multiple reporters and we asked, who will be the Bears starting quarterback on opening day? Will it be Nick Foles or will it be Mitch Trubisky? Since
God, these are better times.
We hope.
That's a good point.
So at least we have fun with these. So today, our roster is this. Courtney Cronin's going to kick us off. Then we'll go to Deion Miller. Obviously, both of those two work for us. Then Patrick Finley from the Sun-Times. Josh Schrock from NBC Sports Chicago. Mark Potash, who is America's reporter. Of course, he works for the Sun-Times. J-Mac, who also, you hear him on the Bears Radio Network. And Peggy Kaczynski, who also works for us at ESPN 1000. And we will ask we will ask them for three things. And we will
their
do
social security number.
Are we looking to steal their identity?
Why not?
We will have a more in-depth conversation with Courtney, I believe, on draft day, too. But we will be asking them for three things. We want to know what the Bears will be doing with the ninth pick. They can answer anything they want. They could say they could trade up for this player. They could trade back for this player. They could stay here and draft this player. So they can do anything they want. The other prediction they are going to be asked is when they believe the Bears are going to announce the new stadium will open. What is target opening day for the new stadium in tomorrow's press conference? And then we're going to offer them to give us one Bears wild card nugget on their brain. So the third thing is like dealer's choice, reporter's choice. So Courtney Cronin joins us right now on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. What's up, Courtney?
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. You excited for this?
I am. It's been a whirlwind couple of days already, and it's going to be, I mean, the entire NFL world is locked in on what the Bears are doing, even though we know what they're doing at one. Ryan Poles wouldn't say it verbatim today, but it's exciting. Like, I mean, you could tell, and Waddle, I'm sure you felt the same way, just being out there for the Piccolo Award. Like, today, there's a palpable sense of excitement about what's going to transpire, you know, roughly 50 hours from now.
Yeah, I said to Sylvie, not just about the draft, but there is a lot of juice in that room, too, with regard to what they're going to announce or unveil tomorrow with the stadium as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, number nine, what will the Bears do with the ninth pick? You could pick anything you'd like.
So we have our NFL Nation mock draft probably going on one of those TVs behind you right now on ESPN2, and who I chose is the player that was apparently on Caleb Williams' flight from Los Angeles today. I have them taking Rome Odunze at number nine, and I don't think you can go wrong with a lot of different positions, and with a top 10 draft pick, so you get the fifth-year option. If this all pans out, you have the right to pay the player that you developed. And for a short-term and long-term need. He fits every single, you know, he checks every single box for the Bears there. So I believe that it will end up being Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, and then Rome Odunze with the wide receivers coming off the board in the first round. And Odunze makes his way to Chicago about 90 minutes after Caleb Williams drafted.
I'd be thrilled with that.
You should see the picture, too. The NFL tweeted out a picture of them landing in Detroit. Of those two next to each other, it's already something going around Chicago, okay? So tomorrow at the press conference, I'm sure they're going to be asked, what is the target opening date for the new stadium? What do you believe the year will be that they'll give on when they target opening the new stadium?
I think it will be, if they can break ground this summer, like, so, I mean, there's a lot that require, I know, it's like, that's kind of wishful thinking. 36 months is the timeline that Kevin Warren said they will try to follow, but we have to factor in politics, just how slow the city of Chicago tends to move with everything, and you know, how long it takes to build a stadium in climates like this. So I'm going to say they will be open for the 2028 season opener. That is when they will open doors. So kind of gives them about a year of wiggle room if they truly were to start right away in that three-year process. But I think 2028 season openers when the Bears will open the new Soldier Field.
I like that. Your dealer's choice offering to us.
So this is not really draft related, but it kind of is. Like, the way that they've talked about Caleb Williams, and one thing I've taken away from every interaction we've had from Ryan Poles the last couple of months, and how transparent he's been about this quarterback, I think they're going to like make a blowout marketing campaign with him. Like, when the schedule's released on May 9th, he's going to be on the face of everything, which I know is not really like that, like, dealer's choice, that sexy of a prediction. But when's the last time they did that with a draft pick, where you're giving the guy the keys to the city, but also the keys to being the face of your franchise? I think that within a couple days, they're going to have Caleb Williams marketed material, even though he will probably not sign his contract for a couple of months. I still tend to think that they're going to go all in and do this right by, you know, showing their commitment to him, that he is their answer at the position, and they expect him to win championships here.
I think it's a smart move on their behalf, and I think it is because based on everything that we've seen, heard, and learned about Caleb Williams, he can handle that type of pressure.
I agree with you, and I just, everything they've made known, from the way that they did the top 30 visit, and we talked with Poles about that today. I've never heard of a team, and I get it, it's because they're drafting number one overall. Like, there's no one's going to jump them in the draft order to go get the player that they want, but they've been so open in talking about him before he's officially a Bear. And it just feels right that they end up pairing him with another talented skill player who's going to help his rookie progression along, which is why I chose Rome Odunze. I think they end up drafting a defensive end at 75 and go an offensive line at 122. And I don't think they will end up at this point. I don't think they will end up getting, moving out of four picks, like staying with four. And we've got a pretty early Saturday on our hands.
Good stuff. We appreciate it, Courtney. Thank you.
Thanks, Courtney.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
There you go.
Bye, Bears.
Courtney Cronin. Let's go to Dion Miller, ABC 7 and also ESPN 1000. She'll be in Detroit, I believe, for the NFL draft. Yes. That's correct, right, Dion?
It is correct. I'm trying to get there right now. I am stuck at a toll plaza that's not opening, so I've got plenty of time to talk to you guys.
Do you not have the...
Do we need to send you a speed pass or something?
No, I have an easy pass, and it's not opening, and I don't know why.
Oh.
But I digress. I'm here to talk to you. Let's focus on you guys.
Yeah, I hope that's not a sign of things to come.
Right.
Yeah.
Dear Lord, I hope not, too.
All right, number 9, what do you got the Bears doing?
I'm with Courtney. I think they're going to take Rome Odunze, and I'm okay with that. They need a wide receiver. I want them to stay at 9. I don't want them to move back in the draft. I was struck by how comfortable Ryan Poles sounds with just having 4 picks. Remember, this is a guy who had 10 and 11 the last couple of years, and now he's comfortable at 4. I mean, it's it's remarkable where the position that they're in, and I think this is an exciting way to build this roster. He did say you want your top, if you're picking as early as they are, you want those guys to be your album cover. And gosh, wouldn't that be an album we'd all want to buy, Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze, after they come out of the first night of the draft?
I think you need to remind people, not you, D, but I think we all need to remind people as well, three of the 2024 picks were used in trades that will enhance their roster for this year. So, like, they've added players via trading some of these draft picks, which I'm totally cool with.
Yeah, for sure. It's been really cool to see. It's been really cool to see.
When do you have the new stadium opening?
Well, I hope I'm wrong, but 2029.
Oh, you're late.
I just feel like as long as things take in our city to get done, and I just don't even see, they make this announcement, but I don't even see that expediting the progress. I think it's going to take a lot of time to get to the point where they're ready to break ground. They come to an agreement with the city and all of the pieces are in place to make that reality. I think it's going to take longer than people think, which is a bummer, but that's kind of where my brain is.
It's five more years at Soldier. Okay. And then what's your reporter's choice?
Well, I think honestly, it's about the way this roster is built and how far we've come with Ryan Poles. Remember 3 years ago with his very first draft, and he's trying to overhaul the roster. And now here he sits with this cool confidence that is just, it's contagious, right? You see it all over that building. And he looks at his roster and he's like, no, we don't need more than that. We don't need more than that. So I that's what struck me the most.
It is funny to go from where they were to hear him today say it's going to be hard to make our team. Like, it's quite a leap.
Isn't it remarkable? Yeah. It's remarkable.
Yeah. Is the toll gate up?
It's a car.
Nope.
Now, so you'll have to press the help.
Oh, for the love. I have to.
Someone
I'm sorry.
Someone talking to you?
Yes, because I've held up the whole line.
Tell him you know Ryan Cheverini, and that gate will go right up.
Okay.
I'm trying to listen.
Oh, my gosh. What is happening to my wife?
All right,
he said
go
if
ahead.
The
Take
guy behind me reverses, I can reverse too.
Okay.
So.
Oh, geez. Be careful.
Sorry, guys. I'm a hot mess, guys. This is not news.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Indiana somewhere. I don't know.
Should have flown. Why are you driving?
Oh, no one is regretting this decision more than me right now, okay? Right. I know I should have flown. Could have been on the flight with Caleb in Rome.
Yes.
I could have had the scoop.
It's true.
And yet, here I am, stuck at a toll plaza in Detroit.
Be safe.
And headed to Detroit. Thanks, you guys.
You hear that, Ed? Bears. Now you're putting the whole station in jeopardy.
She was, yeah. She's putting her car in jeopardy is what she's doing. Patrick Finley does great work for the Sun-Times. We saw him at the Combine. That was the last time we had him on the show. And I'm sure he was at House Hall today for the press conference. He joins us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. What's up, Patrick?
Not only was I at House Hall, guys, I am currently driving to O'Hare, where I'm going to fly to Detroit the way God intended. No driving and fighting toll booths like Gianna.
Good decision.
Right to go.
Smart move.
It's good.
Smart move.
All right. Who do you? What do you have the Bears doing with number 9? You could do anything you want. Any prediction is available.
I hate to be redundant, but I think Rome Odunze makes way too much sense.
Wow.
I think if you look at what the Bears have done all offseason, it has been showing the world and showing Caleb Williams that they are serious about building an offense that he can be proud of, quite honestly. And, you know, they have Keenan Allen under contract for one more season. You know, I don't see any rush to race and give Keenan Allen a contract extension before he's ever played a snap here. I think getting a wide receiver not only gives you maybe the best wide receiver unit you've ever had in year one, but it gives you some flexibility if you decide that Keenan Allen's either not a great fit or if he decides that he'd rather go someplace where he doesn't have to shovel snow. It opens up all of those options for you that you're not then beholden to overpaying somebody who is pretty old to be an NFL football player.
And then what's your prediction on when the new stadium opens?
I feel like we're just ramping this up. 2030 is going to be my guess.
Whoa!
For a couple reasons, and it's been touched on here before, but never underestimate how slow stuff goes in the city. Never underestimate how cold and inconvenient our winter can be when it comes to building stuff. I just think, and you should probably never underestimate the front of the park and what they're willing to do. So,
don't underestimate how difficult and how time-consuming it is to take Lakeshore Drive and put it underground.
Is that for sure, though?
I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow.
And, you know, everything I kept hearing from the Bears was that the egress and ingress on the museum campus is just impossible and nobody goes there anymore. But, you know, I'm a 9-year-old little boy. I go there all the time. And, you know, I find it hard to say out loud, but I think it's pretty easy to get in and out, quite honestly. Maybe not on Sundays, but every other time you want to go to a museum, it ain't that bad.
Yeah, on Sundays it sucks. And then what's your offering for us?
I think Caleb Williams will be on Thursday night the most famous Chicago athlete, full stop. I think that you are getting a guy who, for the first time in the history of the NFL, has had a 2-year marketing campaign through Dr. Pepper. Yeah, he is a celebrity already. And I think that what we're about to see here is something that we've never seen in Chicago before, which is somebody who arrives a fully formed national star. Who now gets to play for your team. And the on-the-field stuff, I think, is going to be really exciting and really good. And I think he's in a good position in replacing Justin Fields. If he could be a B-minus quarterback as a rookie, I think the Bears are going to win a lot of games. But I think that we will look back a couple years from now and realize that this is the start of one of the great celebrities in Chicago history off the field as well.
That's awesome.
That's good stuff.
Very marketable young man, that's for sure.
Patrick, great stuff.
Thanks, Patrick. Safe travels.
He's Detroit sucks!
Not this weekend, though. I mean, like, the Bears are going to make some magic there,
yes.
Right? That was Detroit sucks. Hilarious.
I mean, look, it's just a standard position.
Yes, that's right. Josh Schrock from NBC Sports Chicago does great work. You need to check him out. He joins us now on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Everybody, Josh has gone with Roma Dunze.
Smart.
Are you going with a Dunze at 9-2, or are you going to mix it up a little bit?
No, I can't mix it up. I think from everything I've heard, as long as a Dunze is there, which, you know, you're sitting at 9, there's a pretty good chance he's going to be there. If you assume that 4 quarterbacks go, 2 receivers, Alt and the defensive lineman, Dunze should be there. And I think that, you know, lots have made about Caleb Williams saying, I want to win 8 Super Bowls. I want to chase Tom Brady. His camp reaching out and saying, hey, you need to do everything possible to show us that he can do that here. And I think that getting another receiver kind of puts the cherry on top of that Sunday, right? DJ Moore's fantastic. Keenan Allen is a veteran, but no depth behind them. Keenan Allen is 32. Soft tissue injuries. Maybe he misses 3, 4, 5 games. And if you don't have another really good receiver, all of a sudden, it's DJ Moore, Tyler Scott, Bayless Jones, Dante Pettis. You know, I have a hard time seeing the Bears want to put Caleb in that kind of situation, which is very possible, just given Keenan's age and his injury history. And then you get into the contract stuff. If Keenan wants to be here long term, Adunze would be a nice long term replacement. So yeah, I think Adunze is the easy pick. If it's not him, I think it will be Byron Murphy, the defensive tackle out of Texas.
We have had, this has been a wide variety of predictions now in the stadium. I think we've gone a year up with every prediction.
Yes, we've gone from 28 to 29 to 30.
So what year do you believe the new stadium opens?
I'm going to go 2032.
You're joking, right?
No, I'm joking. 2031 is my bet. I'm going to go 2031.
Surprised, Sylvie. Like, you know, you've lived in this town your whole life. Nothing moves quickly in this city.
That's a long time away, Josh. I mean,
it is a long time away, but we're already 4 years away from a global pandemic that felt like it was going to last forever. 7 years will be here in no time. We have no idea, you know, what the final plan is going to be. We're going to hear a proposal tomorrow. It's going to take a lot of work to even get that approved by the city. I mean, you're talking $1 billion, maybe more in public money, talking ingress, egress. We're talking Friends of the Park. Then what? They shift back to Arlington. That's a complete debacle. So I'm thinking, you know, you mix in Chicago politics, you mix in a winter, several winters, which is really hard to get through. I think 6-7 years. So give me 2031. I hope I'm the high man at the end of the day. So yeah, I think 2031 sounds good.
All right. You look like somebody stole your dog, Sylvie.
All right, what is Schrock's choice here?
Yeah, Schrock's choice is going to be, I think, come January 2025, Caleb Williams will be the single-season Bears record holder in both passing yards and single-season record holder in passing touchdowns.
Wow, as a rookie, he's going to throw for more than 4,000 yards and 30 touchdowns.
I think so. I think this offense is uniquely built around what he does well. I have a lot of faith in Shane Waldron's ability to utilize different personnel, and especially if they get Rome Odunze. If you have DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, Cole Kmet, Gerald Everett, a good pass-catching back in DeAndre Swift, I think it's very possible. I think they can bring Caleb along slowly. They're going to run the ball off the start, but I think he'll take off.
I like that. That's good stuff. That's juicy right there.
That's better than your stadium prediction. I'm joking. I think your stadium prediction, for your sake,
I hope it's a lot sooner than 2031.
Yeah.
I think it's realistic.
Josh, great stuff. Thanks, Josh.
No problem, guys.
There you go.
Bears.
Let's go to Patsy, Mark Potash, who, again, never fails to throw in a great question at a Bears press conference today. Is it you or the league who doesn't want you to announce that you're taking Caleb Williams number one? Potsy from the Sun-Times joins us right now on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Potsy, what's going on?
I am just anticipating the draft like everybody else and just hoping that what I am seeing is real. Because it seems too good to be true for the Bears.
Oh, really? Okay. So everybody we've had on, Potsy, has gone Rome Odunze with the 9th pick. No one has him trading up or back or taking someone different. Are you doing the same thing? He's usually a great phone guy, too. Hold on here.
Rewind.
Rewind.
Reset.
He's always on a hard line, too.
Oh, yeah. Are you listening? Very rarely.
Potsy.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
That's a little better.
A little better. Go ahead. Who do you got?
Oh, I've got Rome Odunze.
Okay. And staying at 9 for Odunze.
That's if he's available. I'm not totally sold. I think it's a lot of wishful mocking, I guess, that he will be available because he's good enough that he should be gone earlier. So if not that, I would have them trading down, and which I don't think they necessarily want to do, but trying to get either a tackle or an edge rusher.
All right, what year do you have?
Stadium predictions.
Yes, everyone's gone different years here.
Well, stadium predictions, we'll see. I would say 2029.
Okay, 2029. That's fairly optimistic. Do you have them still in Arlington Heights or downtown?
I'm gonna say downtown.
Okay,
I think they hired a guy who wants to stay downtown. I've told you that before. I think it's a typical Bears move to buy land in Arlington Heights, but then hire a guy who wants to be in Chicago. And I think Kevin Warren wants to be in Chicago. He's a free assistant. I think that's going to happen.
Yeah, we were just joking.
And you don't know anything about him. He is a politician, so he knows how to play the game. Like Ted got the rebuild of Soldier Field done. I think it's another advancement here, Kevin Warren, getting done what Ted did not. So I think they're going to be in Chicago.
And then wrap this thing up then. What do you got for your choice?
Well, my choice, I'm going to kind of what I said at the top. I think what we're seeing with the Bears, we've been optimistic about the Bears many times before. I'm saying there's a better chance of what we're seeing is real than is not. And I think this will, I don't know about next year, but I think this will eventually get them like a 3-year run of winning seasons or playoff run under this leadership. Not necessarily this head coach, but under this leadership. So I'm saying that what we're seeing is it's more likely it's real than it's not.
Optimistic Potsy.
If you're feeling good about the Bears, I think there's more reason to feel good about the Bears now than all these other times you have, since Ditka.
Wow, that's good stuff. All right, Potsy, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Sure thing. Good to talk to you guys again.
There you go.
When,
there.
Go Bears! When Potsy's optimistic, it, you know what? It gets...
gets real?
My nipples get hard. My football nipples.
Yeah, he's usually pessimistic on a hardline phone.
Yes.
Now he's on a bad phone, but he's optimistic.
On a bad phone. Yeah.
I think I'd take the second one. I'd rather have that. All right, coming up next, we'll get the final two predictions from J-Mac and Peggy. Will someone else take a different player? Like, no one's... I'm surprised by this.
But then we have to make our predictions to wrap it
up.
Yes,
for sure. J-Mac and Peggy will give us their predictions as we continue to go reporter roundtable on the Bears next.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Instagram at @ESPN_Chicago. This is Waddle and Sylvie. Listen now in HD on our app and on ESPN 1000.
Does that make you excited and happy? Football music?
Very much
that's
so.
That's football music.
Oh, yeah. That's NFL films right there.
Yeah.
So every reporter that we've had on the football roundtable.
Clean sweep.
Has gone Roma Dunze at 9. Will anybody else, do you believe J-Mac or Peggy will go someone different?
I believe Peggy will give us somebody different.
Okay. All right.
I think J-Mac, who appreciates great offense, having been a fantastic offensive player himself, maybe he's going to think that they're going to draft a fullback at 9. I don't think he will. I think he'll go with the wide receiver as well.
But then everybody basically has gone different year for stadium, except I believe Potsy and someone else had 2028.
Dion had 2029. Potsy had 2029.
Okay, so they both had 2029. Courtney's the most optimistic of the opening in 2028.
Yeah.
And Josh Schrock was the...
2031.
He had 2031. Like, when does... like, if that's the case, when do they break ground? And then where do the Bears play?
That's like, these are all really good questions. Like,
so then if they break ground soon...
They don't even... They've got to announce an agreement.
Yeah.
First. Before they start sticking shovels in the ground.
Right, of course. But then... once they start construction, it's got to be fairly quick. You know, I don't mean rush it, but the longer construction, the messier it's going to be playing its soldier. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, because you're going to have to affect
where's
that
parking?
Atmosphere. Yeah.
Where are you going to park? Because you're not going to have the underground parking there. And then you're going to have the south lot being taken up with the construction.
And if they've got a lot of stuff to do with regard to the roadways in and out.
Based on what I know about Kevin Warren, about how he gets things done, I think the Bears are going to be playing in their new stadium by September.
Or this year.
September.
Good call, Mellor.
2024.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go with Jason McKee. J-Mac, Bears Radio Network, great coach in Illinois high school football as well. And, of course, a former Bear. And he joins us right now on the Car X Tire and Auto Hotline. What's going on, J-Mac?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Living a dream, J-Mac. Yeah. Living a dream.
We're excited.
I hear you guys. You guys ready to turn in your cards for the draft? So you're ready to make the pick?
Are you ready to turn in your card for number 9?
I'm ready to trade my number 9 pick. I'm ready to move down and... and I know people are saying receiver, you know, names like Romo Dunze, and it depends upon how this, you know, how these first few picks pan out. But I'm going to trade down because I think that trading down, and I'm not going to go past 14 where New Orleans is. You know, I'm going to stay under the 15 mark, and I'm going to trade down, and I'm going to select an offensive tackle, you know, the premier position on an offensive line is left tackle, and I like Braxton Jones, but I think if you get an ascending player, a player who has the potential to be a starter for a long time, you know, similar to what we got last year with Darnell Wright with the 10th pick, I think you go in that direction to make sure that quarterback that you have high hopes for, that franchise quarterback that we will take with the first pick, that said being Caleb Williams, I think you have to make sure that his blind side is protected and that he does have time to make, you know, to play on schedule but you also got to make sure he stands upright, because that's something we saw a lot of last year. Guys, we know there was an offensive line carousel each and every week. Yeah. Who's starting this week? Who's in and out of lineup? And that really even began in training camp. We saw that in training camp. So, you know, I'm hoping they go offensive. I hope they go tackle there. I'm hoping they go and draft one of these guys. I like Olu Fashanu, who was a teammate of Caleb Williams in high school. I think J.C. Latham, the tackle at Alabama, is pretty good. Talise Fuaga, I'm not sure if he'll be there. I don't think Joe Aldo will be there. Troy Fatanu is another guy I think that would be appealing if we trade down and pick one of these left tackles.
J-Mac, are you optimistic about Caleb Williams being able to come into this town and as a rookie make a significant impact and be a really good player?
Yeah, I am. I think despite the history that we've had here in Chicago in terms of quarterback play, I think the infrastructure that Ryan Poles and the Bears organization have built around Caleb Williams is really going to help set him up for success. And I know, you know, people are looking at the year that C.J. Stroud had down in Houston, and I think that's an anomaly. Like, that's, you know, a once in a every few years something, you know, when you have a rookie that's going to come in and just lead a team to the playoffs. And, you know, I'm not sure Caleb Williams will come in and do that, but I think he's going to be the quarterback that's going to be drafted into the best situation coming here with the weapons that he has, with the veteran leadership that he'll have around him. I think he's really set up to be to have success here in Chicago.
What year will the new stadium open?
Oh man, I'm going to say 2030. You know, I'm just trying to figure out what they're going to do and where they're going to put this place. And you know, I was listening to Waddle, like where are the Bears going to play? Where are they going to play when they break ground? Like where are we playing at? You know, so I'm going to say 2030. Projected, you know, open date.
As somebody who has played out on the lakefront, J-Mac, do you prefer that they build the new stadium there, or would you be an advocate of going to Arlington Heights?
Yeah, I've been an advocate of keeping it downtown on the lakefront. There's nothing like playing in Chicago. And don't get me wrong, I'm closer to Arlington Heights, so in terms of not having to deal with traffic, I'd be all for it. But at the end of the day, you know, when you think of this organization, you think of Chicago Bears. You want to play downtown in Chicago. It's nothing like playing on that lakefront, getting that lake effect weather. It really helps, you know, it's supposed to help, you know, our team to give us an advantage in terms of weather, but it's nothing like playing in the city of Chicago, you know, going to the stadium, seeing the fans, you know, we used to see the fans walk to the stadium, but depending on where they put it, it's nothing like playing downtown Chicago. The ambiance of the skyline, and it's just the aura of playing downtown is just so much better, I think. Than what you would get at Arlington Heights.
All right, and give us one last thought before we spring you.
Yeah, one last thought, man. We got to hit, if the Bears do pick at 9, I hope they pick with conviction. I hope that's the guy that they targeted this whole entire process through evaluation in this draft process. So if they do stay at 9, make sure you pick with conviction. But, you know, I'm hoping if they do pick at 9, it's either on the offensive line or the defensive line side of the ball.
Good stuff, J-Mac.
Thanks, J-Mac.
Thank you, guys.
There you go. Jason McKee.
See that Bears game last week?
Yeah, hell of a game. Hell of a game.
Our first person that actually has gone away from Roma Dunze and actually tackle. Is an advocate of trading down for a tackle.
Let's go to Peggy Kaczynski. Does great work on the post-game show with Yurko. Anyone who's got the patience of working with Yurko is a saint. Did you hear, too, about your co-host earlier with Dion? The trouble that she got herself in?
No.
She was in a toll in Indiana or Michigan or somewhere, and the gate wasn't going up.
I'm so not surprised.
I know, like, it's so Dion.
Trouble constantly finds her.
Well, and she probably was supposed to be there an hour ago.
So, oh, is she late always?
She has timing issues?
Everyone thinks it's me. No, that girl is always running. She's got a million things she takes on. Too much on her hands, but that's why we love her.
She texted me. She goes, "I'm so sorry." And I said, "Don't be sorry." I go, "Are you okay?" I go, "Have you gotten yourself out of harm's way?" My goodness.
She could always call Yurko. He could come over and help out.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man.
All right, Peggy, who do you have at number 9?
All right, come on, you guys. I mean, we could all say Roma Dunze, right? We can all say that. That would be a typical Bears thing to do, to stay at 9 or to trade down. But on the Kaczynski calendar, this is the year of the Bear, right?
Okay.
The Bear won all the awards on the TV show. The Bears are the team in the NFL this year, and the big man on campus is Ryan Poles. He is puffing out his chest. He is bringing in playmakers. He is building this team. They are going to trade up and take Marvin Harrison Jr.
Whoa! How about that?
What's it going to cost, Peg? What's the price tag on that?
I don't think it's going to be crazy, to be honest with you. I think that they're going to find a team that is interested in just swapping their picks, just swap them out, and then give them a later pick. It could be a later one. You know, they have a fifth rounder this year. That's their last pick. Or it could be one next year. I don't think it's going to be that much. I think it's going to be a friendly deal, and they're just going to move up. And I'm telling you, the way Ryan Poles has been bringing in stars, blue chippers, yeah, this is the year to make everyone go, OMG, look at the Bears.
I like it. All right, and you know Chicago politics. What year will the new stadium open?
Okay, wait a second. I have lived here almost my entire life outside of a few years in Bristol, Connecticut. Is everyone forgetting that Soldier Field in 2002 took just 20 months?
That's what I said to the guys.
To complete. 20 months in the new era. We don't have the winters like we used to have. So everyone who is saying, you know, weather is going to be an issue, it's not going to be an issue. Kevin Warren is going to get this done. I'm telling you, they are going to open in 2027.
2027?
Listen, when they did the rehab, it was just like this Lego spaceship edition. So, like, it was easier to put in there in a timely fashion.
Tommy, you want my prediction or you want an argument?
I want an argument. I want an argument.
Listen, it's easy to say. It's typical is three and a half years. That's the typical time frame for a stadium. I'm going to be on the bright side. I think they want to do it while they still have Caleb Williams on a rookie deal, all right? They want to be able to open the house that Caleb built.
It's part of the salary cap.
Yeah.
They got to work it in while he's still on his rookie deal.
Yes.
I love that.
Because
everything's about money.
The licenses will pay for his salary after that.
Oh, good. And then lastly, what's your Peggy's choice?
I got a lot of random Bears thoughts in my head, and none of them are anything that I think you guys might care about. I'm a planner.
Cool.
I'm a planner at heart. I plan my schedule, my calendar, months and months in advance. So I'm already want to know right now, where am I staying in London? I already have booked out not to take any vacation in January this year because
playoffs.
I think we're all going to be working. And guys, get ready. This is going to be 24/7 Bears coverage. We're going to see it like it was not just Jim McMahon and the 85 Bears. We're going to see it like Rodman and Pippen and Jordan and when it's on the news and not just in the sports segments. I am with Pat Finley. This is going to be crazy how these personalities that wear a Bears jersey are going to take over the city. And I think it's going to be fantastic.
About time.
Yes.
It's about time.
And get it done on the field, too. Yes.
Well, yeah,
yep,
that too.
Exactly.
Because that's what they did. They got it done on the on the court.
Yeah.
Peggy, great stuff.
Thanks,
thank
Peg.
You.
I got something to do, so I got to go.
Okay.
Bears are a great team to shoot. They're going to go all the way.
I love Peggy. I'm so glad she decided to do this again. There you go. Okay. So then will we give our predictions then?
Yes.
Coming up next?
Yes.
All right. So we'll recap. At the end there, we did get a couple of curveballs. We got a Marvin Harrison in an offensive tackle a prediction from J-Mac. If you guys want to react, 312-332-3776. We're guest-free the rest of the way. We'll play you some Ryan Poles coming up at 5. 312-332-3776. It's Waddle and Selby.
Seven Bridges Golf Club is one of the best kept secrets in just a half hour drive from Chicago. A scenic, challenging, and rewarding course, Seven Bridges offers daily fee play with a private course feel, and it's home to DuPage's best 19th hole, the Dock Bar and Grill. Book your tee time today at sevenbridgesgolfclub.com.
Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. This is Waddle and Sylvie on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Deion apologizing for the tow away. I got Potsy apologizing for his phone.
Bad phone. That was an unusual exchange with Potsy.
Potsy has gotten rid of his landline. And I said, you know now the landline business is officially dead.
When Potsy gets rid of it?
Yeah, when Potsy gets rid of his landline, it's over.
I was just a few months ahead of him, but that's usually kind of an understandable kind of process.
In most people's mind, the landline business has been dead for a while. But when Potsy jumps off board and unsubscribes to the landline, it's over.
I still had a landline in my old house, but I never made a call in 8 years in that house from that landline.
When you started that statement, Sylvie, I honestly thought you were going to say Potash was apologizing for his optimism.
I'm sorry for being so optimistic.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to go Roma Dunze with a twist. I'm going to say they get antsy and they trade up a couple spots to get him. Because they want him, and there was just something about today's press conference that telegraphed a trade up. So I think they want him, and they're worried that someone's going to grab him. I don't think they're going to be aggressive and go up for Marvin Harrison. Because as Peggy was saying, I think it will take more to go get Marvin Harrison. I don't think it will be a friendly trade. I think it will take a lot. But I think they'll go up a few spots to get a Dunze. So I don't think he'll fall to them at 9, and they'll get antsy, and they may trade up a couple spots to get him. And then I'll go 2028 for the stadium.
Do you have a side nugget?
Side nugget is it's something that we have talked about with Eberflus. I think now that the roster is going to be fixed, This is going to be really interesting to see if Eberflus can coach. I think someone was sort of going that way. I don't know if it was Finley, but
table set.
Yeah.
Table set.
And we always wondered why they kept him, but now let's see if he can really, really coach. Can he drive the Ferrari? And if this isn't a Ferrari, what is it? Like, can he drive a high horsepower SUV?
Let's call it a Porsche, not yet a Ferrari.
Porsche. I'd take a Porsche.
Right.
Ooh.
You can get a Porsche cheaper than a Ferrari.
That was always like the dream car, wasn't it, when you were a kid?
Of course.
Like this Porsche 911.
I liked the Porsche 928 bubble back for a long time, years ago. But anyway, I'm going to go with a Dunze at 9, and I'm not going to, I'm not buying your trade. Suggestion. I think that if he's there at 9, good. That's what I'm expecting him to be there at 9, and they're going to draft him. I'm going to go with 2030. I don't know when it's going to be agreed to. I don't know that I have confidence in the ability to get anything done. And I have confidence in Kevin Warren. I don't have confidence in this city, and I don't know yet what this. The whole conversation about the roads and stuff, that could be the thing that makes this thing stink and make it take longer. So I'll go 2030.
But construction on our highways go right on time.
Of course they do. Yeah. That's why it's taking me 1:15 to get home every night. My little Bears nugget is I'm still unsettled at the center position.
Yeah. Yeah,
wouldn't rule out them drafting a center, but I hope that they've solved their problem. But when you have a young quarterback, we saw it with Justin, and you'll see it with Caleb. You need somebody you can really trust to get that football to him and help set protections and all that other stuff. So I'm still a little as optimistic as I am. I'm a little uneasy about the center.
All right, your turn to weigh in. And you heard an hour of a reporter's roundtable with all the predictions. Who the Bears will take at 9, the stadium stuff. That's tomorrow. What would you want from Kevin Warren? What do you want to hear from Kevin Warren? And then we heard from Ryan Poles today. If you missed it, I will play it for you, and I'll play you exactly what why I think a trade-up is a strong possibility. It was something that he said today. We'll play that for you coming up next.